About Halloween safety, it's not a, I mean, I guess we'll start with the parents and the children. What are some tips that the RCMP has to make sure that the little ones, ghosts and goblins crossing the road, and their parents are in safe conditions?
Well, the most important thing to mention there is make sure you check your directions before you actually cross the road. I know kids get excited, and in the smaller streets, they're just in between houses going across the road back and forth. Some of the safety tips that we like to pass along to parents with the kids is do one side of the street, then go to the end of that street, cross safely, and then go down the other side of the street. And that way you can ensure that your kids are not zigzagging across the streets between houses and between cars. So that's a big one. Also, the daylight hours are a big one as well. It's going to be dark, so you know, for people who are owning homes or you know, even have the kids, maybe there's lots of light around, make sure your house is well lit, and kids maybe have some kind of a reflector on their costumes as they head out.
How important is it? We know that most people are good and want to give kids their friendly sugar dose, but also I guess there's unfortunately some people out there who sometimes may put things in the bag that don't belong in a trick-or-treat bag. How important would you say is for parents to, you know, sit down with their kids and check with their candy just to make sure that they're getting candy?
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, especially with the older kids that go by themselves, as a parent, you know, you should encourage the children to go out and enjoy Halloween, first of all, but don't touch any of the treats while they're making their way around. I mean, sometimes the older kids will have a tendency of reaching in and grabbing an item from their collection and, you know, eat that. So just reinforce to the kids, you know, take your treats, be gracious. But when you get home, you know, dump everything out on the floor or a table and go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And if anything doesn't look right, then actually discard it to the garbage.
Okay, and I guess also as well is that people like me may be on the road at night, and I guess during Halloween, and I guess the drivers out there need to be extra cautious on this date, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. This is, you know, it's an interesting time we're in because October is actually Pedestrian Safety Month, which really goes well with our Halloween trick-or-treaters. One of the big things is for motorists to, you know, reduce your speed. If you have a child and you're going door to door with your child, maybe park your car and walk with your child. And if you are just out driving around, make sure you abide by the speed limits. If you're in a heavy traffic area in communities, you know, reduce your speed even more as you make your way around.